Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's Friday. It's the week is fast drawing to a close. The weekend is almost among us. It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 p.m. here in the UK. A little rainy outside, a little cold, but we're all good here and we are ready to pray, aren't we? So welcome. Welcome, everybody, back to the prayer experience. Do please share this video so that we can get more people joining in each day to pray. Let's get this message out there. Let's make our prayers heard. Do to subscribe to Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. We would really appreciate you doing that. Thank you. Also, we have, here it comes. I was going to say the hotline number, but you can connect with us live. Leave your prayer requests, praise reports, comments, etc., and let us know how you're doing. And there is the prayer experience hotline number. Ring that number. Charges will apply outside the UK, but if you ring that number, someone will be there to pray in person with you, and that might be just what you need at this time. Let's begin then. Let's get started, and as we always do, we'll go straight in to thanksgiving. We'll give thanks to God. Our scripture verse is so well known, perhaps the most well known verse in the Bible, isn't it? It's John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And we are so eternally, aren't we? We're so eternally grateful for that new life that we have in Christ Jesus. So thank you, Father. Thank you for sending your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place so that we might attain salvation, deliverance from sin and death, that we who call on the name of the Lord are now reunited to you, our Heavenly Father. And there's something to shout about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you died for us, that we might be born again into your wondrous kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that all your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for our prideful natures, thinking that we are somebody and we can do this on our own. Forgive us, Lord, for showing favoritism to one whilst neglecting the other, for we are all your children. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we envy and gossip or are bitter and resentful. Forgive us, Lord, for continually turning back to our old ways, for picking up those things that we know we ought not. Oh, blessed Lord Jesus, purify our hearts today as we come in an act of repentance before you. We come to the cross and say, cleanse us, Lord, and fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Show us how to truly love one another just as you have loved us. We thank you, Lord, that you never give up on us, that you never, that you love us, Lord, that you love us so very, very much. We worship you, Lord, this day and give thanks unto your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for life, life everlasting that can only be found in you. We are eternally grateful and will give thanks unto your name all the days of our life. And you know, when our time on this earth is spent, we will continue to give thanks and worship you in the kingdom of heaven throughout all eternity. It's never ending, never ending offerings of praises to you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all your goodness, all your tender mercies, and all your love. Amen. And amen. Let's move on to the inspired word. I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, from the New King James Version. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." You know, this verse is often used out of context, isn't it? Let us not forget that Jesus is talking not to the unsaved here, not to the unregenerate man, but to the church, to those who have experienced the new birth. And in particular, he's talking to the church in Laodicea, a complacent church, a church neither hot nor cold, a church that he's about to spit out of his mouth. These are powerful words. You know, I've said this before, haven't I, that once something is spat, and the New King James Version says, vomited out of the mouth, it is not picked up again. It's good for nothing. And like salt that loses its saltiness, it's just thrown on the fire, discarded. It's of no use whatsoever. However, it would appear that Jesus is offering this church one last opportunity. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. It's not too late. Will you open the door or sit and pretend that there's nobody at home?" He is asking the church today, as he was then, to open up to him on a deeper level, to receive the fullness and richness of all he has to offer. We, the church today, who, if we're honest, bear a remarkable resemblance to the church in Laodicea, need to fling wide that door and allow him in so that he can do and accomplish all he desires to do in our lives. But we must give him permission and be obedient to his word. Let me just read to you from Revelation 3:15-18, the preceding verses to the one we've just read. He says this: "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, I've become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do you not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked? I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see." See what, you might ask? See his glory. See his kingdom compared to the pitiful state we are in. See what is available to us if we would only dare to receive all he has for us, if we would only dare to believe that there's so much more for the church today. I want to encourage Christians everywhere not to settle for anything but the very, very best that he has for you. How hungry are you for Jesus, for his life to be made manifest in you fully? There is so much more. The deeper things of Christ do not come easy, though. And like any hidden treasure, one must dig deep to find it. And that means obedience, and that means sacrifice. It means making ourselves available to him at all times and in all seasons. It means we must put Jesus first and last above all other treasures, above all those other things that we find dear, those things we cling to and hold to and rely on. We must turn aside from all other distractions. Can you hear him calling you deeper? Behold, here he is now. He wants access to every area of your life. Will you afford him that? Will you open up your heart and say, take it, Lord. Here I am. Have your way. Will you, on waking, go straight to the Word? Will you pray and develop your relationship with Him? Will you fix your eyes on Jesus and never let Him out of your sight? Will you apply that salve to your eyes? Thank you, Father. Let us just reflect then on these scriptures, on these words that were spoken to John so many, many years ago, and yet they're so relevant to the church today, for both me and for you. When I sense His divine presence, I picture Him standing just around the corner, just out of sight. The door is open. It's like He's just in the hallway, just at the threshold. His presence is real and powerful, and I know He's there. But I know too that there's so much more. Allow Him then with me. Allow Him access to come through the door and into the room, the secret room, where He longs to meet you. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, give us a desire for more of You in our lives this day. Let us not be satisfied with anything less than sitting down and feasting with You at the table, that table that You have prepared for us. Oh Lord, we cry out to You today. We hear You, Lord. Yes, we hear You knocking to gain entrance into the deeper recesses of our hearts. And so we open up ourselves to You and say, come on in. Come into this room. Come into this place. Come into this space. And never, never leave. You are most welcome here. Here You are, Lord. Here we are too. We're not dogs, Lord, that pick up the scraps from under the table. Oh, no. We are Your children. You are our Father. We sit at Your table with You at the head. And we feast on the bread and the meat that You have made available to us. We reach out and touch You. And as we do, we are filled with Your glory. Come on in, Lord, and sup with us. Thank You, Father God. Amen and amen. How good it is to have that fellowship with Him. Let's move on. Let's pray for the wider church. Let's pray for the church. Scripture verses from 1 Corinthians 13, and it's verse 13. This is from the NIV. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. First, we need to just humble ourselves, and we do that now, Father God. We humble ourselves before Your throne of grace. We understand, Lord, and we acknowledge that nothing good lives in us, that we could never love like You love, Lord, in our own strength. So we ask, Lord, for Your strength to overpower us now. Thank You, Father. Our blessed faith assures us that in Christ Jesus all things are possible. And we know, Father God, that You will make a way where there appears to be no way. And our hope is that You will continue working in our lives until we are capable of loving one another just as You love us, Lord. I pray for Your church today, Lord. I pray You would empower us, Lord, with that kind of love, Lord, that changes lives, Lord, that reaches out and touches people from the heart, Lord, from one heart to another. As we reach out then, one to another, ensure, Lord, make certain that there is healing in that love that flows from one to another. Help us, Lord, make a difference today in this pitiful world. Help us love this broken world and heal its wounds. As we go about Your business, Lord. Oh, Father God, help us to really love one another as you love us. For it was for love, Lord, that you suffered on the cross and died in our place. No man ever loved so much. No man ever suffered so much as you did, Lord. To give one's heart, to give oneself, is to make oneself vulnerable to being hurt. But we are called to love, and therefore we too are called to suffer just as you did, Lord. Bring us closer, Lord, to your bosom, that we might fully understand how you suffered. And help us say with Paul this day, I want to know Christ Jesus, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Fill your church with life, Lord, today. Fill your church to overflowing with the resurrected life of your Son that flows from the cross, Lord. Oh, glory be to God, the one who ever calls us deeper and deeper into his presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Those, your word says, doesn't it? Those who have been forgiven much love much. Those who love much suffer much. And as we intercede for one another, Lord, we accept, Lord, the suffering that comes with that gift of intercession. We're willing, Lord, to go deeper today. We're willing, Lord, to say, break our hearts with the things that break yours. We pray now, Lord, that you would enlarge our hearts so that we can be more intimate with you and therefore with one another. Enlarge our hearts so that we can love more. Lord, we are no longer children. We've put away childish ways. Help us, Lord, to mature and grow in your word, in your ways. Teach us, Lord, to give, to love. Give us the courage to love without restraint, without holding back, that we would love the outcast, that we would love the unlovable, and the love we demonstrate one to another would draw many lost souls to you. Help us, Lord, love people into the kingdom of love. Help us, Lord, to enter into the depths of love that only you can make us aware of, so that we would begin to understand and experience the kind of love that held you to the cross. For it wasn't the nails that held you there. Amen and amen. We need to just move on quickly. Are we going to got three more prayer points. We're going to pray very quickly, I think, for the persecuted church. Scripture verses from Matthew 5:11, and it says, but I tell you, love your enemies, even love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. You know, sometimes it would appear that you ask so much, Lord, but if you said it, then it must be possible, for you are not a God that you would lie. Today, Lord, therefore, we lift up the persecuted church to you, our brothers and sisters who are around the world who are suffering for your name. Give them strength, Lord, to love those that persecute them and make false accusations against them. David said, didn't he? Do not hand me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out threats of violence. We pray, Father God, we pray for the church in Pakistan, who are subject to false accusations by disgruntled Muslim neighbours, who under the country's notorious blasphemy laws accuse Christians of making derogatory remarks against Muhammad, which can result in the death sentence. You know, approximately 20 Christians are held on death row in Pakistan because of these blasphemy charges. And we pray for each one of them today. We lift them up to you, Lord. We pray for those who are sentenced to die on trumped up charges. We pray that you would strengthen them. We pray that you would open prison doors, Lord, and release captives, that you would set people free today. But above all else, Lord, we pray that you would meet with these, Lord, these who are suffering today for your name. you would make such difference in their lives, Lord, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit even now as we pray, Lord, that you would fill their hearts with joy, Lord. And many would come to faith through their witness. Thank you, Father, and amen. We're going to pray for the nations. Scripture verses from Isaiah 60, and it's verses 2 to 3. It says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." And as we look around, we see a dark world here, a darkness that is surely covering this earth and beguiling people that they might not see, a deep darkness. But your word says that you will arise and your glory will be seen, and that even kings will come to the brightness of your rising. We pray that scripture into being today, Lord. We pray for the nations, Lord. We pray that many eyes would turn to you today, Lord, even as we pray. A great light has dawned. There is a great light in the land today. That light is Jesus. And we pray, Father, that many would see your glory, that many would see you, Lord, even today. We lift up the nations then, Lord, today. We stand and lift up our voices and we call out, Lord, have mercy on all those living in land of deep darkness. That you, Lord, would rise up and that you would make your glory known to all men. There's so much darkness, so much hatred, inequality, oppression, and lack of justice in our lands. Oh, that men and women in every nation, Lord, would come to your light, to the knowledge of who you are. That kings and rulers would come to the brightness of your glory and be changed in an instant by an infilling of your precious, precious Spirit, Lord. Let your glory fall today, Lord, even as we pray. Let your glory fall on Afghanistan, Lord. Let it fall in the Ukraine and Russia, Lord, in Pakistan, India and Iran. Well, we lift up Iran to you today, Lord. What a troubled nation that is. We pray, Father God, that you would intervene, Lord, that these voices would be heard that are crying out for justice and freedom and equality, Lord. We pray these things for the nation of Iran. We pray for Nigeria, Lord, that those killings would stop, Lord, that men and women could live in peace in that blessed nation. We pray for the Netherlands, Lord, the Philippines, America, Australia, and all the African nations, Lord. We pray too, Lord, for our blessed country here, the UK, Lord. Make your name great, Lord. Make your name great, Lord, as we pray. We pray for freedom for the countless millions living under oppressive regimes. We pray for the millions of refugees on the move, looking for a home and a place to belong. We pray for the countless children suffering in war-torn countries around the world. And we pray, Lord, that you would have your way, that your light would fall, that your light would shine, changing lives, changing even nations, Lord, as we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to finish with healing prayers. Scripture verse from Matthew 14 to 14. It says this, when Jesus landed, I love that. He's crossed the lake, isn't he? When he landed, when he got out of the boat, he saw a large crowd. They were waiting for him, and he had compassion on them. He reached out to them and he healed their sick. All of them, everyone. So we thank you, Father, for that healing ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you were the great physician the great healer. And we thank you too, Lord, that you've given us the authority to pray healing in your name. And we do that right now. And we pray for miracles today, Lord, even today, Lord. On this rainy day in the northwest of England, we pray that your hand would move as we pray, and men and women would be made well. We pray for those with cancer, Lord, that you would bring them through, Lord, into life, Lord. That you would touch, Lord, those who are in pain today, Lord. Those who are struggling even to draw breath and breathe, Lord. We pray you'd fill lungs, Lord. You'd fill them, Lord. We pray, Father God, for those who are suffering with back pain, joint pain, muscular pain. For those who find it hard to sit up straight, Lord. We pray for your touch, Lord. We pray for that healing oil of Gilead to flow today as we pray. Father God, we love you. Just see a request there for Tonya Singh. We do pray for you. We lift you up. We pray God's touch upon your life, his healing touch right now. And we bless you and we thank God for you. We pray for health to everybody here today. Yes, all pain be gone right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I think we're just about out of time there. Continue to pray. Keep praying. Keep pressing in. Thank you for praying with us today. We're just so blessed to have you with us each day. Remember to subscribe to the free audio podcast. Yeah, it's available all the time so you can pray along again. It's the weekend. We're back tomorrow. That's Saturday. That's the 4th of February. And of course, 2 p.m. tomorrow. We really do hope to see you there. And we'll be joining our prayers again with yours. So until then, bye-bye. Have a blessed weekend. God bless. Just cry.